and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Hey there, Patriots. That was a wild deal. I was sitting here in the dark, and I'm like, where'd everybody go? I don't know what happened. No telling. I'm sure it's just one of those things. But anyway, I'm so glad you're back. I was going to give everybody just a minute to kind of get back going. I'll go ahead and try to finish up what I think I was saying before we were cut off so rudely, right? Okay, this is what I was trying to say. Thanks for coming back in, you guys. All right, so what I was trying to say was that this Krasenstein, just be aware of him. He works for the criminal cabal, and I feel very sure that he's like some kind of, I don't know if he's a real person or if he's a bot. I don't know what it is, but I remember when he was on President Trump's, in his first term on his Twitter, he would just immediately, as soon as President Trump would post, he would just be jumping right on it. So these are the talking points, that this man is a good, upstanding citizen. He's a father. Not that they've ever cared about fatherhood before, and that he should be brought back to our country. And as I was saying before, that this woman, both Judge Jeanine, who said that he has been given due process, and also under two courts, and the other one, that professor, was saying that the courts did not say what it appears that, you know, that they kind of made it kind of muddy. And so that's why it's giving leeway to people like Krasenstein, people like the mainstream media, to say, oh, he's, you know, should not have been deported. Okay. And so, but the reality is he had some kind of bogus withholding of removal, because he's been given this type of blanket amnesty. He did not have the right to be here. You can say all day long that, you know, Biden gave him this, you know, withholding of removal status, but the reality is he did not have that power to give. The president did not have the right to just give blanket amnesty. He did not have the right to do that. But on the other hand, what that professor was saying, that President Trump does have the right as the commander-in-chief to remove people from our country who are here illegally. And so, as I was saying before we were, you know, lost power, was that I would not in the world think about going into a country to live there without having some type of documentation. You are, you know, like I said before, I don't know if you heard it, but that it would be hard enough it's hard enough as a citizen to get the rights that you deserve. Don't we know it? That's why we're fighting, because we are not getting the rights that we deserve, and we're paying for everybody in the whole wide world. They're doing things that we don't want them to do with our schools and military and all this. Okay. But imagine not even being a citizen. You don't have any documentation. This is why, if I were here illegally, if I were in some country illegally, I would get some type of documentation right away, because otherwise you have no protection. You can be carted right on out of here. And that withholding of removal isn't worth the paper it's written on. All right, so that's where we were. Okay, so thanks, guys, for coming back in. Hopefully we'll have everybody thanks, King Watts, not leaving you ever. Aw, thanks. So, yeah, we don't give up that easy. Meh. But that was the funniest thing. I was just sitting here in the dark. I'm like, well, now what do I do? I'm telling you, you guys have been with me long enough. You know, it's like everything that has ever been able to go wrong has gone wrong. One time or another, but we always make it work. The Lord always shows us the way to make it work. Okay, so I want you to see that. Now, back to this helicopter crash. This is so strange to me. Tell me in the chat what you think. Have you seen anything about this? Yes, give me the thumbs up. Give me the round of applause by giving me a clap on the thumbs up. Yes, I deserve it for that. Anyway, but yeah, this helicopter is not the same. It doesn't look like the same helicopter. And isn't it funny how you just, when you see something horrifying, like a helicopter dropping like a rock to the ground, you just don't think about if it matches the helicopter in the picture that they took before they got on the helicopter. So what in the world is going on? What in the world? Now, you know that they can fly these helicopters completely, remotely. So, okay, so the thing I don't know, and I'm sorry I don't know this, but I'm just throwing this out there. So this is a helicopter that has these buoys on it. You see on its feet. That the helicopter they got in did not. Now, to be honest, I don't know for sure, and maybe we can do this real quick. Maybe someone can send me a link in the chat of when they were actually taking this helicopter out of the river in New York City. So that would be something probably very helpful to do. Anyway, this is just odd. And so I want to know, if this was truly the helicopter, because that is not the same helicopter that they are pictured in front of. This looks more like this gigantic helicopter, like huge military helicopters. What that looks like to me, I'm sure people who know more about helicopters than I do could tell you all the details. I'm just saying it's not the same helicopter that they are pictured in. And so it's very, very interesting. What is going on? And maybe there's a logical explanation. I don't know. So if anyone has any information on that, please let me know. Okay, but I wanted to show you what we were told. The reason I brought this up is because I wanted you to know what was told to us on the board. But this is going to bother me. Okay, let's do this real quick. Let's look up photos of, let me just do this super quick, photos of a photo of helicopter of being retrieved from being retrieved. Let's do this super quick. While we're doing this live, like Bannon says, we're producing live. All right, photo of helicopter being retrieved from the Hudson River, New York River. Okay, here are some. Is this, I think, okay, helicopter rotor retrieved after, okay, from the Hudson. It was the Hudson River. Okay, so, all right, let's see what this one is. Maybe this is, now, come on, little guy. Okay, so this one is, okay, that helicopter crashes into the Hudson River. Looky there, helicopter crashes. Y'all see that? Y'all see that? Helicopter crashes into the Hudson River. Don't tell me I'm locked up. Doesn't look like it's going. We don't want any more technical difficulties tonight, do we? This is the craziest thing. Okay, come on, little guy. All right, so it says that's the helicopter that was just retrieved from the Hudson River. And it clearly is not the helicopter that they are pictured in front of. Okay? So, all right. Let's take a this. I don't know why. Yeah, now there you go. There it is. That's the same one that's in this picture right here. Okay. That's the same one with the yellow buoys and not the same one that they are pictured in front of. Okay, so you guys tell me in the chat, what do you think is going on with this? Because this helicopter right here is, too big. Too big. This is not the same helicopter that they're sitting inside of at all. Okay. So back to what I was trying to show you from the 17 board. There were several posts that were made that, again, like MJ was saying, so great. I just thank you again, MJ, for coming on and talking to us. And I was so glad to get to connect with the 17 buddy. So, all this time that we would see the posts every day, those of you who were watching the same post that I was, it was just so exciting and you're like, okay, what's he going to say now? And what kind of little tidbit is he going to give us that will give us, you know, so we can go start digging and finding out what's the truth about the Titanic or the Rothschilds don't control in the central banks or whatever it was. But like, for example, here, October 1, 2018, this is a year in because this started, is that right? Yeah, year in. This is post 2304. How many plane crashes since the post? Standard deviation. Now, I don't know which particular plane crash this was, but the point is he was pointing us to things that you would never think about because we just don't think about them crashing a plane on purpose. It just never occurs. That's why these things are, it's so easy kind of for them to get away with the more outrageous of a crime it is, because people, just their mind just refuses to go there. That's what they call that, you know, cognitive dissonance. You're like, I just can't imagine someone being that evil. Okay, so here you go. You have a plane crash. How many since the last post? Standard deviation. In other words, is this normal to have these, you know, have all these plane crashes? And so what is the reason for it? Now, at one point, he also said, what normally happens when bad news is about to drop? Let me see if I have that post. Let me see if I have that one. Yeah, I don't think I have that one. But what, you know, what happens when just before bad news is about to drop? And it's what happens is there's some kind of a false flag, some kind of an event that gets everybody so distracted that they, you know, are looking here and they're not looking over here at what's really going on. And that's their, one of their best plays in their playbook is diversion. Okay. So here on January 31st, 2018, post number 653, helicopter crash, Newport Beach, Hotel GM, what happened at those hotels? Where that's about Shifty Shift and this hotel over there, like Hotel California, basically a hotel from hell. Okay, but so they're saying here that, you know, there's another with the helicopter crash. So what is going on? Are they doing this? You know, is this being done intentionally? And here it says on post number 259, it says red 9/11. Funds raised versus distributed, oversight, Seven out of 10 plane crashes are targeted kills. Seven out of 10. I mean, these are the kinds of things you would never, you just wouldn't know. That's why we were just all on the edge of our seats waiting for whenever 17 would drop something. Seven out of 10 plane crashes are targeted kills. Okay, so in this case, that what happened to that helicopter that they got in? Because that helicopter I just saw coming out of the Hudson River is not the same helicopter. Okay, so in this case, I don't know what the truth is, but something does not add up clearly. Is it possible that these people that they faked their death, that they now have this death certificate, and that they are able to get away scot free? Is that what's going on? Somebody explain to me. I'm not asking you guys to. I'm saying someone in authority should explain to us why this is not the same helicopter that they were in the pictures. They didn't have to share with us those pictures. But if that's the helicopter that they went in, and that's the company, that company does not have big military type helicopters, okay? And it's becoming so obvious. These things are becoming so obvious that it's like, okay, they're expecting us to be able to see it. And so thankfully we have all these Anons who somehow can get past the shock of seeing such a horrible thing as a helicopter falling to the earth. And they can look at this thing logically instead of emotionally. That's the problem. Most of us our hearts are too big to be able to, we just get too emotionally entangled by these things. All right. So thank you, Anon, whoever figured this out. All right. It would stand to reason to me that these people, I'm not saying them, but someone like them, like a Bill Gates or someone, might fake their death so they can get away. He was very high up in Siemens. I'm just saying that's a possibility. So I'm just trying to figure this out because, you know, and I don't have any proof one way or the other. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing with my own eyes. Okay. All right. So, but yeah, this was very interesting. 7 out of 10 plane crashes are targeted kills. Now, you know, if something did happen to these people, because nobody knows where they are, you know, generally, supposedly they faked their death. I'll tell you, I think that would even top being an illegal immigrant. An illegal immigrant doesn't have any rights. But if someone is, quote, dead, they have no rights. Those planes that have gone literally missing, those people are, you know, they never did figure out where where they went with all the satellites we have, and they don't know where it went. I call baloney on that, right? Those people have no rights because they're a dead man, right? So what happened to these people? Did they get away scot-free, or is something else happening to them? I don't know. I wouldn't want to be them. Either way, isn't that very interesting? You know, when people make a deal with, I'm not saying that they did, but if someone who does make a deal with the devil, when they take, quote, the mark of the beast, when they join in this club, they say, oh, you're going to get away scot-free. If ever they get close to, you know, catching you in a crime, we will save you. Don't worry. You will never have to pay the consequences because we got your back. We have control over everything. Remember on that movie, Wag the Dog, how they came in and they said, oh, this is, I can tell them right now to say this on the news, and it'll be on the news in 2 seconds. And there, sure as the world, it was. Remember Dustin Hoffman in that movie? Was it that? Yeah. Anyway, this is how they do. They control even down to your town, even down to your everything that's going on, your city councils and all that's going on in your town, all the way to the WHO and all that. They have had complete control. They're like, we control the judges. Clearly, we're seeing that they control the judges because the judges are being told to try to stop Trump, even though they don't have the authority to do such a thing. So, and even up at the top, you've got Justice Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett, who are both basically just trying to muddy the waters and go, oh, well, you know, so maybe just rephrase it, you know. No, that judge has no authority to say anything about what the president does to keep our country safe. They have no authority. He's the commander in chief. We don't need an armchair commander in chief. All right, so I'm going back off the subject. But the point is, what happened to these people? And who are these? You know, are they? Did they feel like they could get away with whatever they did? I'm not trying to draw aspersions to these people. I'm just saying, if anyone was doing a crime, and they feel that they are able to get away, they might fake their death, or if they say, okay, well, we're going to fake your death, but now, what's going to happen to them? Do they have like some kind of a false name, and they are, you know, operating under a different name? I would not want to be in that situation because you really are not even, you know, your rights are basically toast. I'm telling you, you deal with the devil, you got to give the devil his due. All right, so I want you to see that these are some of the things that were posted about helicopters. And then here's another one, another helicopter crash in 2018, April 7th, 2018, where two soldiers were killed in a helicopter crash at Fort Campbell. Coincidence? Statistically impossible. This is, you know, they come out and they say this was an accident. Oh, that they were in these drills and blah, blah, blah. And it was not. This is not a game. This is not a game. Right? Here's one more. Past booms, Texas bombs, new booms, plane crash, and plane 17 drop. These people are sick. What is he saying? And it was intentional. That's exactly what he's saying. Look at this. We are being set up. Threat, past booms, Texas bombs, new booms, plane crash plus plane 17 drop. These people are sick. Attempt to prevent drops, awakening. They're trying everything so they can prevent us from finding out the truth. Conspiracy, coincidence, response coming. All right, so I just wanted you to see all that, and then you guys tell me in the chat what you think is really going on, if you've seen more about that. Okay, so next, let's talk about our favorite criminal, the favorite one that we want to see locked up. Okay, so is the screen working, guys, for you? I don't know. It seems like it's actually wanting to lock up. They keep saying it's trying to make it work. Is it working? Tell me, is it working? It seems like it's on my side. It seems like it's locking up. All right. So anyway, hopefully it is for right now. So Mark Zuckerberg admitted in court today on the FTC trial that he bought Instagram because it was better during grilling at landmark FTC trial. In other words, he does not have the right to have these different products because the products have to be completely owned separately. That's the whole point of the antitrust laws, or one of the main points of the antitrust laws. It can't be one big gigantic monopoly. And so he says, oh, well, you know, this is, you know, we've got a totally different name and a whole different, you know, investment group and all this, but that's all just smoke and mirrors. What's the reality is it is one big operation, and he basically admitted it. Okay, so I'll read you part of this. He allegedly mulled spinning off Instagram to dodge antitrust scrutiny, admits buying the app for the better camera during the grilling at the FTC trial. So that's these smart lawyers are getting him to admit to it in a roundabout way, which is awesome. He's conceded Tuesday that he bought Instagram because its camera technology was better than Facebook's, and allegedly considered spinning off the photo sharing app to avoid an antitrust crackdown. The tech was grilled landmark antitrust case, including about smoking gun emails from Zuckerberg to his Facebook underlings from around the time of the 2012 acquisition of Instagram. So they got the insider communication so that he's, you know, being less careful with his words when he's talking with his own underlings, they call it. When pressed by the FTC lawyers on whether he was concerned that Instagram's growth posed a threat, Zuckerberg admitted it had built a better camera within its app than what Facebook had in development. Building a new app is hard, Zuckerberg testified. We've probably tried building dozens of apps over the history of the company, and the majority of them don't go anywhere. All right. And he dodged questions about Meta, and then, which was then called Facebook. He bought the app to crush a competitive threat to his social media empire. We were doing a build versus buy analysis. I thought that Instagram was better at that, so I thought it was better to buy them. But in another key moment, FTC attorney showed the court a 2018 document in which Zuckerberg fretted about buying Instagram and whether Facebook would need to be reconstructed to avoid a federal crackdown during President Trump's first term. I wonder if we should consider the extreme step of spinning Instagram out as a separate company, Zuckerberg said, according to the document. As calls to break up the big tech companies grow, there is a non-trivial chance that we will be forced to spin out Instagram and perhaps WhatsApp in the next 5 to 10 years anyway. They knew that they were separate, complete separate entities, not one big, one big company. It should be separated out. They knew this. He's admitting this in his private communication. It seeks to force Meta to spin off Instagram, which it acquired for $1 billion, and WhatsApp, which it bought for $19 billion in 2014. That is so outrageous. That's some serious money. The feds highlighted one 2012 exchange in which Zuckerberg acknowledged to ex-CFO David Ebersman that buying Instagram would effectively neutralize a competitor. So he's exposed, you know, he's really admitting that they're breaking antitrust laws. And so I hope that that's exactly what ends up happening through this. Now, you and I know that LifeLog, which is an FBI operation, that they wanted everyone to fill out all their personal information and put it all in here, then that actually became that people wouldn't do it, so they made it into Facebook, and now everybody goes on and puts the pictures about this and that and the other and connects all the dots for them, you know, because we're just not evil like they are. And then he takes all that, and now Meta is basically the data from all these sources, from the WhatsApp and the Facebook and all these are in this one giant umbrella, all this data is being sent over to the Chinese Communist Party for their AI to help them build the world's biggest AI. And that's why, you know, Elon was working with the guys from ChatGPT because they wanted to have a competitor to that, but then they became infiltrated and greedy, and they said, well, we want to have, you know, make money off of this thing, but it's not about that. It's about having a source of truth. And the question is, where do you find truth? Do you have this truth in this gigantic CCP bucket where they have excluded you and me? Is that where you're going to find truth? No, I don't think so. And that's why Elon is working on getting all this data into XAI, whatever, over on Twitter. And he's got access to really the largest data. The honest truth is getting Twitter, now X, is even as important as free speech is, okay? I don't take away anything of that. It's even more important that we have this collection of data that is a free source of data, right? I'm not going to go search on ChatGPT because I know it's not an open source of data. It's censored. I'm not going to go search for data on the CCP AI because I know it's censored. I'm going to go look on, like I was just looking up something today, you know, I'm going to show you here in just a second, that, you know, I was looking on the Grok so I could get, you know, closer to the truth. Now, whether it was completely true or not, that's for me to continue to research, you know, whatever topic I'm researching. But the point is, I know I don't stand a chance if I go over onto the controlled bucket of data. Does that make sense? Anyway, so this is what Zuckerberg has been doing with all of it, with garnering all of this data. And so what's so great is Elon, with purchasing X, has this even bigger, it's the behemoth of data on X. Really, it is. It's really, because the thing is, like, Facebook has more like personal things and family pictures and all that. X is where it's at as far as the political issues, whether it's about medical or, you know, whatever is the topic, whatever the topics are. So anyway, Messenger isn't exactly beating WhatsApp. Instagram was growing so much faster than us that we had to buy them for $1 billion, Zuckerberg said in that email to Sandberg. That's not exactly killing it. Sandberg is expected to appear on the stand as soon as Wednesday. So I think that Zuckerberg probably realizes that he got played. He got, you know, he was not careful enough. And the reality is he can't go back and change those emails and those conversations that were being done. And they were able to get those in the depositions and all this data. They were able to get this. And so it looks like they're going to have to separate these out, which is, you know, what I guess really that boils down to is no longer being controlled. They will be under scrutiny that they cannot be controlled by the government, basically. And then the next step is going to be, I hope, that something that comes out in this trial is that they are proving that they were giving data to the CCP. I hope that that comes out. I'm sitting on the edge of my seat to find out if that happens. And if it does, I'll post it immediately. And this would be basically time to go would be held in account for under treason charge. Really, it is. This is that big. It's that big of a deal. So stay tuned. We're going to find out. All right. So now the next thing is, let's see. Okay. I think I played for you this video about this lady. She was talking about how this is the data going over to the Chinese Communist Party. So this was being shared over here on thepostmillennial.com. Meta stops the whistleblower from promoting memoir on Facebook, China, after alleged NDA violation. So she wasn't supposed to say this, but she was very brave to come out and say this. I guess Katie Davenport? Anyway, whatever her name is, she was very brave to come out and tell what they were doing with the Chinese government. That is not something that you should be prevented from doing under an NDA. You know, NDA cannot be a cover for your crimes. But that's how, of course, they use it. But she didn't care. She knew what her rights were. And so she, it's her name, Sheryl Sandberg. Yeah. The memoir makes multiple allegations against former Meta COO Sheryl Sandberg. Wynn Williams claims on the book that the former CEO spent $13,000 on lingerie, blah, blah, blah. They're just making up kind of all that stuff. Anyway, so the point is she was very brave. Sarah Williams hasn't worked at Meta in 8 years. She was fired for poor performance. She was fired for poor performance, and an investigation at the time determined she made misleading and unfounded allegations. Her book is a mix of old claims and false accusations about our old executives. Okay, so it's just more mudslinging when she's coming with the truth about how they're using the data in Beijing. Okay, let me read this one quick thing. So yeah, Sarah Wynne Williams recounts her experience working for Meta as its global public policy director from 2011 to 2015. In the memoir, she detailed allegations that executives had collaborated with the Chinese government, exploring ways for Beijing to censor and control content in exchange for access to their lucrative market. Can you imagine? So, I'm sorry, I said her name wrong earlier. Okay, she was making allegations against Sheryl Sandberg. Sorry, I got the names mixed up. Sarah Wynne Williams is the one who wrote the book and was exposing these people and what they were doing, giving data, our data, to the Chinese government. But yeah, she made allegations against Sheryl Sandberg. Okay, so I wanted you to see that. But they are not liking Sarah Wynne Williams because she is exposing them. And just kudos to her. Y'all just pray for her. I'm telling you, it's a dangerous game. All right, this one is one that really kind of upsets me and everybody. This is this killer, Carmelo Anthony, and his family. They have, and I heard it's even more than this. At this point, Benny Johnson reported it was $430,000 that they had gotten from Give, Send, Go. They're taking that money and they're buying this massive new home. And the thing is, you know, allegedly, he's a murderer. I mean, the boy saw him kill his, I think it was his brother, right in front of him. It was awful. And now this guy, you know, has got to get out of jail free card. And they're wanting to use this kind of like a George Floyd to separate, to build division between, you know, between us in our country. So this is a big problem right here that they're, you know, people are sending them all this kind of money and this young man is out of control. And I posted something earlier today, and I stand by it. I would sleep with one eye open if I was their parent. If I was living in a house with him, first of all, I wouldn't live in a house with him. First of all, let's just put it that way. But if I were, I would sleep with one eye open because he just killed someone and he got away with it. I mean, not ultimately. Yes, he's out on bail, etc. But and no one ever really gets away with anything. But he, you know, he's thinking he's gotten away with it in this life. At least right now, he's out of jail. But the ultimate truth is, when someone does a crime like that, they can't ever forget about it. And he is, I mean, you can look in his eyes. He is not doing well. Tortured. He is, you know, he's under. You know, when people have like a car accident, they have to go and, you know, if it was really traumatic, they have to go and get some, you know, talk with someone about that. No one's even thinking about that for him. I mean, I know you might be like, well, Melissa, why are you worried about how he feels? I'm telling you, he's not in a good place. He needs to be, that's why he needs to be behind bars, because being around him is like Russian roulette. He's already killed once and he will likely do it again. How many times do you find out that these people who kill and get away with it do it again and again and again? There's something that snaps inside of them. This is, you know, not only is he's not getting away with it, anyone around him is not in a safe position. This is another reason that we, you know, put people behind bars, because you've got to keep people safe. When someone has done such a thing as this, they cannot be trusted. And now look, I mean, he's standing there with this suit and he looks like he's all fine. And he's a killer. He's a killer. And it's just a bad, bad situation. And that, you know, for him and his family and the ones whose son was killed, it's horrible all around. And it's horrible for our country to have where people are supporting such a thing as this. It's just shocking. And the only thing that maybe makes me feel a little bit better is I think that they're maybe misunderstanding what he did. I don't know. It's a lot. It's a lot for our country. We're going to have to be able to come together and say there has to be the rule of law, whether it's the people in our country who are here illegally or whether people who actually go and kill someone, there has to be the rule of law in our country. This is one of the things that's happening with every one of us. We're just, the sense of justice is building and building and building in our hearts. We have to have justice in our country. It has to be a rule of law and no more man of lawlessness. For those of you who don't know, what I do is I've written this book called End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. This is about the end times for them and 1,000 Years of Peace for us. We have to have no more of this man of lawlessness, which is the Antichrist. We are fighting the literal Antichrist, this literal beast of Revelation. And this is what was happening right now. We are working to get rid of this terrible system of lawlessness. Part one of this video, before we lost power, I was talking about how these people in the media are asking, oh, this man needs to be brought back. This murderer needs to be brought back from El Salvador, the one who is clearly a citizen of El Salvador, and they're all begging for him to be brought back to America. Where is the law and order? They are the man of lawlessness. The Bible calls him the man of lawlessness because they are everything that's right, they want to do the absolute opposite. And it's enough to just send you into a tailspin. Really, really, really wild to see them do it. And just, you're thinking, I cannot believe another person is asking this question about how they want to bring this illegal immigrant murderer back into our country. It just boggles the mind. All right, let's talk about our wonderful president. Help Melly to get her heart to stop beating so hard. But my heart beats a bit hard also when I just think about President Trump and how wonderful he has been to our country, how he's fought so hard and how he's always just on the front lines and willing to take a bullet. I mean, the man is unbelievable. We just love him. And every time you see pictures of anybody with him, they're always smiling and so happy. All right, so here is where he was asked if the tariffs could replace the income tax. And he said, yes. Today, of all days, I want to hear this because this is April 15th, and I bet 99% of you have filed an extension because you just can't even, the thought of it just makes us crazy. So check this out. Come on, Mouse.
¿Van a reemplazar el income tax?
You know, you're the only one that's asked me that. Well, I deal with all these big financial geniuses. Nobody ever asked. There is a chance that the money from tariffs could be so great that it would replace, you know, in the old days, about 1870 to 1913, the tariffs were the only form of money. And that's when our nation was relatively the richest. We were the richest.
Aranceles van a reemplazar.
All right. So there, that's not what I meant to do. Okay. That's not what I meant to do either. Okay. I keep hitting the wrong button. All right, so this was our wonderful president talking about how we're going to, how can we, can tariffs, all the revenue from tariffs, can they replace the income tax so we don't have to pay tax? And he said, yes. He said, from all these years, they did not have revenue from income tax. They only had revenue from tariffs. And he said, yes, they can be. Now, I didn't say I was going to tell you when this is going to happen. I'm ready for any moment for this to happen, and things do seem to take a little bit longer than I like for them to. But either way, that's right from his own lips that this is what will happen. This is what's going to happen. You know that this, and we've been talking about this for so long, and I can't wait to tell everybody I told you so. We'll start now. We told you so, everybody. We told you that taxes would be eliminated. Of course, I know it hasn't happened yet. Okay, so I'm just going to play it one more time so you can hear it from his own lips because I want to make sure you can hear it.
Well, I deal with all these big financial geniuses. Nobody ever asked. There is a chance that the money from tariffs could be so great that it would replace, you know, in the old days, about 1870 to 1913, the tariffs were the only form of money. And that's when our nation was relatively the richest. We were the richest.
Aranceles van a reemplazar.
All right, so there you go. And we'd heard Lutnick talk about this, and maybe President Trump talked about when he was on the campaign trail kind of vaguely, but this is how it's being rolled out, is get these tariffs and the revenue from the tariffs. So there you go. How about that? All right, so I actually met today with a young woman named Heather Gardner. She is with the Coalition for Life. I want you guys to hear, and I'm probably going to play several clips of this from different times and maybe post it over on the social media, because I want you to hear what she has to say. She has been working with the Texas Coalition for Life. Let me see if I can. It's actually centraltexascoalition.com. Okay, I'm going to post this over in the chat. And I want you all to go grab this, because I want us, this is a call to action. She has been working with them, and even before the Roe v. Wade decision. And so a lot of people have said, okay, well, we can stop now because we don't have to worry about the Roe v. Wade anymore. The problem is this. The problem is changing the hearts and minds, which is much harder than changing a law. And so you've got maybe the supply of abortions has been reduced greatly, but the demand is still there. And so, unfortunately, when people go to these Planned Parenthood places, they are being told where they can get these pills, where they can go to other places, and that type of thing. So it has not solved the root problem, because if someone is determined to do this, then they're going to find a way to do it. And so therefore, the thing is, we need to support those who are on the front lines, as far as the prayer groups, the ones who are actually going out and being at these clinics. They really don't treat anyone, but they, you know, do like support services, what they call support services, so they direct people to where they can get these abortions. Okay. So I wanted you to see this Central Texas Coalition. I want you to hear what she has to say about it. And we're going to play a clip of it today, and I'll probably be playing it over the next few weeks, because this is super important that we all do our part. And that's what she's asking us to do. Check that out.
It's kind of something that we just have to accept. And so people need to understand that this is not just about making abortion illegal. It's about making it unthinkable. And so we've got to get past this. I mean, it was great to celebrate the overturning of Roe v. Wade. That's wonderful. The Dobbs decision was a wonderful victory, and we should celebrate that. But we've got to roll up our sleeves and get back to work. And there are many, you know, don't get me wrong, there are many, many people that are still doing that. Right. But I think the larger, kind of more general public is not seeing this. And I have conversations regularly with people in my life, in my community, that maybe they were involved at some point, and then they're kind of surprised to hear that we're recruiting to have prayer vigils on the sidewalks throughout the year. And they're like, well, wait a minute, I thought all those places were gone. And the truth of the matter is, no, the majority of them are still open. And if they're still open, they're still selling the product. It's not like they all of a sudden changed their mission. This is their moneymaker. So they're hurting right now, and they're hanging on by a thread, but they're doing whatever they can to make money and to still try to get some way of women to get abortions, whether it's to go across state lines or to go to some third-party abortion pill website, get the pills in the mail. They're not regulated. They don't know. Some of these pills could be laced with fentanyl. They could be laced with all sorts of things. There's all kinds of different instructions depending on when you get the pill, and they're not even examining these women. So before, the FDA actually had some standards where they said you could not have an abortion, you could not take the abortion pills safely in the perspective of the women after 10 weeks. They have relaxed that. They've said 12 weeks now. But if a woman is not even going into a physician's office to find out how far along she is, right, and she's getting the pills, right, she could be taking these abortion pills at 16 weeks, 18 weeks, 20 weeks. We've had reports in Texas and in many other places where women have taken these pills in the third trimester. And they're significantly more dangerous, because if you don't know the basics about how an abortion pill works, is you take the first pill, which is what is actually killing the child. So you've already, your pregnancy is confirmed. There's a living, growing baby in the womb, and they are attached to the uterus. This cuts them off of the lining of the uterus, cuts off that very important hormone progesterone that you need during pregnancy and the baby needs for nutrients. It cuts all of that off and starves the baby and suffocates the baby. And then the role of the second part of the abortion pill is to expel the baby. So essentially, a woman takes this pill and her body is going into early labor. Right. And this is called healthcare. And this is primarily happening on the toilets of women's homes and in dorm rooms. So we've now turned our dorm rooms and our homes into abortion facilities. And this is still considered quote unquote healthcare to people. So we've got to continue to be out there so that women don't get to that point. We do have, thankfully, what's called an abortion pill reversal, where you can go to a registered physician or a nurse to get progesterone shots or pills to try to counter the effects of the first pill. And that's successful sometimes at saving the baby and sometimes it's not. But we don't even want her to get to that point. We want her to know that there's help available in the community. So that's it's a reason why we exist. Again, it's making abortion not just thinking about making it illegal, but unthinkable.
I really appreciate her coming on the show today. She came on and we talked earlier today, and I wanted to post this. I'm going to show, like I said, a little portion of her speaking over the next few videos. And really what we're asking is that everybody go to that website that I just shared, Central Texas Coalition. And we need one of two things. One is to donate. If you can do like $10 a month just to help them to keep the doors open and keep this, because they've just switched their method of completing the abortions. Okay. That's really what's happening. And so, and we need to make it where it's unthinkable. Okay. So this is where, and also if you're nearby or just contact them and even just go over there one time or go, and when you contact them, maybe if you are not close, I think it's in Austin. If you aren't near one of their facilities that you could go over and pray, find out another facility that's close to you that you can go to. And you know, even if you just do it once a week or once a month or however often, and I promise you, as you are obedient to the Lord, He will bless you. It's just a matter of, you know, they show you exactly what to do. You go with a team, and you're, so it's, you know, that's what we're doing. We're calling people to action to help to save the babies. That's the whole reason that we're in this fight to begin with. That's the whole reason we joined together, was to save the children, whether it's from trafficking or from abortion or from, you know, all the things that they have done. Okay, so I want you to be aware of that. CentralTexasCoalition.com. And thank you so much for Heather coming on to talk with me about that. And I just pray that this is a very beneficial. Okay, so, okay, now the next thing I want to show you is that President Trump talked with Zelensky. Okay, so check it out. They're like, what about Zelensky? He wants more missiles. Of course he does.
He's offered to purchase more Patriot missile batteries.
Oh, I don't know. He's always looking to purchase missiles, you know. He's against... Listen, when you start a war, you got to know that you can win the war, right? You don't start a war against somebody that's 20 times your size and then hope that people give you some missiles.
Right. President Trump is being much more adamant about that. He's not feeling it with Zelensky, and he's just said enough is enough. The war has got to stop, and the killing. And now he's being much more. I mean, of course, we saw this what happened in the Oval Office not too long ago, where basically he went out. You know, Zelensky did with his tail between his legs, but then, you know, since then he's still been going on and on about how he wants more missiles, and somebody sell him some missiles because their people are dying. President Trump says you have to make peace. You have to make peace. So I want you to see what he said about that in case you had not seen that. I'm sure you've seen this. This is Katy Perry and all of her cronies. You know, took this rocket ship ride for 10 minutes or something. They were up there long enough to supposedly become weightless, all this stuff, whatever, the propaganda, whatever it will happen. But they're all in these outfits, and someone started to look more closely at the patch that was on these outfits. And so this is, if it's standing up, you know, with her standing upright, that's what it looks like. Of course, if it's flipped over, it clearly looks like Baphomet. There you go. And we sin. Looks like we sin up there. There you go. That just, yeah. Yeah, and it's just sad. It's very sad that she has really just given over to the dark side that all these women have. You know, and you know, whether they, you know, I feel sure that they know exactly what they're doing. Yeah. And I, you know, just something about it just seems so odd to me. It's like, why are they doing this? It seemed like it was some kind of ritual to me. I mean, what did you guys think? You could tell me in the comments what you think. But the other thing is, and this is kind of a little bit risque. Sorry, moms. You know, my mom watches the show, so I can't. Anyway, and Jesus watches the show. But anyway, I also, and I can't make the screen any bigger, I don't think. I think that's as big as I can make it. Oh, I said that wrong. I can. Okay, so if you're looking at this one, at this picture right here. Let me see if I can. Okay, maybe I get a little bit. Okay, this one right here, which is where it's straight up, you know, in the correct, it's not flipped over. Okay, to the me, something looks very strange about that picture too. I mean, it, by looking at it, of course it's a patch, but it also just looks very like it's very, there's a lot of symbolism going on, whether it's flipped up or not. And so on this one, okay, how do I say this? I don't know how to say it. Okay, I'll say it this way. I'm thinking of, these are legs right here. These are legs. And yeah, I just think that there's some type of, let's call it copulation going on. I think there's something like that. There's, you know, that can be construed in that picture. And it's just sick and vile and disgusting. And yeah, we need to get rid of these people. Let's just put it that way. We need to get rid of these people because they are trying to make everything disgusting. They're trying to make everything demonic. They're trying to make everything satanic. They're trying to make everything into a ritual. They're trying to make everything into copulation, everything into Baphomet. And it's a sad, sad thing. And Katy Perry, I don't think her picture looks good. If someone thinks she looks pretty, I don't know what they're thinking, because she looks like Skeletor. Not just because she's thin, but just she just has that vacant look in her eyes. This is how these people believe that they have been able to win and be successful, is because they work on the side of the dark side, and Satan is powerful, and they're on Satan's team, and they think that's cool, and that's why they want to wear a Baphomet patch. It says, "We sin." You know, they think it's cool. Well, very soon they're going to find out it was not. This is not cool. You can do all these rituals and go flying up into outer space and all you want to. And Lady Gaga, like on my last video, where she's acting crazy and on the checkerboard and fighting against the White King, or of course, our Lord Jesus. You can do that all day long, just like the Baal worshippers did in the day of Elijah. But that you're never going to win. You're never going to defeat God's people. And you're never going to defeat the Lord Jesus, because he is the King of Kings. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is the Lord. That's all there is to it. All right. So I want you to see that. And I just love this verse. It reminded me of this verse from Zechariah chapter 13, where it says, "On that day, a fountain will be opened for the dynasty of David and for the people of Jerusalem, a fountain to cleanse for them from all their sins and impurity. And on that day, says the Lord of heaven's armies, I'll erase idol worship throughout the land, so that even the names of the idols will be forgotten. I'll remove from the land both the false prophets and the spirit of impurity that came along with them." How about that? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. "I'll remove from the land both the false prophets and the spirit of impurity that came along with them." The idol worship names, the idols, even their names will be forgotten. How about that? This I want you to see. I want you to see. This is Zechariah and my wonderful Tammy. Y'all know Tammy from Saturday mornings. If you aren't coming to the Saturday morning study, just come. Just make sure you're with us on 10:30 a.m. on Saturday mornings, because we're doing our study through end times. And soon we're going to be doing the study on the minor prophets. And so she was working on that one, helping. And it's just absolutely amazing. Tammy's unbelievable. But she was said this Zechariah is so long. It is very long, because it is a mirror of the book of Revelation. And because that was already revealed even before Christ was born, that that one day we would end up awakening, humanity would awaken, and that we would remove the demon worshipers from the world. Okay. And a lot of people thought the disciples thought that was when our Lord Jesus appeared on his first advent. It's not, it wasn't then, but it is now. All right, so if you haven't read that book, that one's this one right here, End Times Major Clues from Minor Prophets. If you have not read that book, you've got to read that book. And it's just, like I said, I just love that book. I think it's probably, you know, I love it more than I love the End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace one. And you can actually go and listen to an audiobook of it right here on freedomforce.live on the audiobook section. Just go in there and you'll see audiobooks, and you can see right here where it says audiobook, and you can listen to it. And so like maybe when you're on a commute or whatever, and you can hear it, and you're just going to love it. I love everything that they said, because they are talking the proof, the evidence, the promise from the Lord that these people will be removed from the earth. There will no longer be all of that. This, I mean, it's just everywhere. It's all throughout the Minor Prophets. I just love them. Thank you, Minor Prophets, for telling us that. That I will erase idol worship through the land so that even the names of the idols will be forgotten. This stupidity that we're seeing, all this baloney, is going away and be done. Be gone with you. All right. So now, this is another thing I got to tell y'all about this. There's so much to tell. And I can't even, my mouth is getting so dry. All right, this is the NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. They are closing all their weather and climate labs, and that will eviscerate its budget along with several of other NOAA offices, according to internal documents obtained by CNN. How about that? One more bites the dust. But this one is very important, because this one, the NOAA, they're saying, he's leading us to believe that this is the one that is controlling the chemtrails. They're saying this is the research arm of the NOAA. Basically, they're saying what they're spraying into our atmosphere, the Atmospheric Administration, that this is how they're stopping all the global warming and all this. They have to spray the skies, of course, with barium and all these toxic chemicals, that they have to do that to stop the global warming, of course, right? It drives you absolutely insane. So this group right here that is doing this, they will be closed down. They're going to close all their weather and climate labs and eviscerate their budget along with several other of their offices. Yay. Very, very exciting. Here's what it says. Trump's budget plans to eviscerates weather and climate research, and it could be enacted immediately. Yay! That was posted April 11th. I wanted to make sure you guys saw that, because we went several days without any chemtrails, and I was just loving it. I'm like, is it over finally? But it's, you know, they came back this morning. I was just disappointed. But once the money falls away, just like with USAID, then it all just will go away too. All right, the Trump administration intends to eliminate the research arm. I just said that. Okay, the documents describe the administration's budget proposal for 2026, but indicate the administration expects the agency to enact the changes immediately, not waiting until 2026. Come on, immediately. How soon is immediately? Come on, let's go. All right, so I wanted you guys to see that. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that terrific? All right, so here is a video where I got this information. He's saying the Trump administration's new, let me start at the top. Trump's Chemtrails Task Force bus federal operation begins prosecuting spray chiefs. How about that? The Trump's administration's newly launched Chemtrails Task Force isn't wasting time. Against the mockery of the mainstream and the silencing of captured institutions, they've already uncovered a key source behind the chemical assault raining down on our cities. Insiders are now confirming rogue chemtrail operations have been running out of shadowy sub-departments within the NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. These units are being dismantled as we speak. And the deep state players who are responsible, they're on the radar and losing their jobs, and it's going to be the least of their concerns. They're about to face justice. I'm so ready for that. So hold on, everybody. Detox. Please detox. Detox, detox. That reminds me, I need to do mine. Remember how that guy on Rogan, he did his detox? I'm just finishing up this bottle. I've just got my other bottle. This is the PBX spray that I do. They do five little squirts twice a day, and it goes into the nano-sized particles. So do it like this. five little squirts. All right, so this goes into your body to cleanse all this out of your body. And so we've got to work every day. I just did my green smoothie. If you haven't done your green smoothie, go and do that over on freedomforce.live/green smoothies. And just love it. I love being able to get all this purged out of my body. Right here, if you go to right here under under health, green smoothies. You can learn how you make it. Just stuff you get at the grocery store. Some things you get on Amazon or, you know, wherever you, like, get your health food. But anyway, yeah, I explain about, you know, different things that you can put in it. But mostly greens. Mostly greens. And then there's, if you don't get greens, like a lot of fresh greens, or if you don't or don't trust your greens, I have a source where you can get some good, very, very good greens that I'm absolutely sure are truly, truly good, good greens for you to have. So you can check into that too. It's over on my green smoothie page, I think. All right. So here, this on this video, I don't have time to play this whole thing, but RFK is talking about how he's going to get rid of chemtrails. He says day one. Now, it's not day one and we still see chemtrails. Okay. But what he was saying was they're going to create this task force day one. They're going to start working to dismantle this on day one. That's what he was saying. Okay. And so these things, and he's expecting us to understand that these things do take time to work through the system. All right. So I want you to see this one right here at the 16 minute mark on this video. And I'll post this whole thing over in the chat so you guys can watch it if you want to watch the whole thing. But here is where, he's talking about getting all the chemicals out of the food and the chemtrails out of the sky. And then you've got this girl right here. Where is she? Oh, no. Let's see. Hang on. This one. Okay, here we go. Here is Nicole Shanahan. Not RFK himself, but Nicole Shanahan, his former running mate, confirmed that HHS is assembling a team to investigate chemtrails. While some dismiss chemtrails as a conspiracy theory, many in the MAHA movement believe it's a legitimate concern warranting serious attention. The key takeaway, this issue might be investigated and transparent data will be provided. Will be investigated and transparent data will be provided to the public. Okay, so I want you to see this, and I'm going to post this one over in the comments and the chat so you guys can see it. Okay, I'm going to pop it in there right now for you so you can grab it. All right, so I'm going to play for you the Nicole Shanahan where she's talking about this. She had a video of herself on one of them where she's outside and seeing the chemtrails. You know, everybody who just looks in the sky can see it. It's not, you know, it's for all eyes to see. It's not hidden. And I think sometimes it's what John was talking about in the book of Revelation as those things that look like scrolls in the sky. Remember that where he said it looks like a scroll in the sky? I think that might be chemtrails. You know, it makes sense to me because it looks like little scrolls in the sky. And, you know, when they put them out there. All right, so listen to what she has to say. So I'm so glad that she came out and is telling us what they're doing to put a stop to this. Check it out.
And I do know that HHS is in the process of putting together a team to investigate this. Much is unknown. Some is known. We do know that cloud seeding does exist. We do know that counties throughout the United States have active contracts with private companies to cloud seed and thus bring greater moisture to arid lands. And this is all done under the umbrella of climate change mitigation. And so what we don't know and what HHS wants to figure out is the full spectrum of these activities and whether there is a fundamental missing regulatory body looking into harmful impacts of these practices. Simply. And I do know.
Yes. So thank you, Nicole Shanahan. She's saying this. I think she can get away with saying it, whereas, you know, it's maybe hard for, I don't know why she's saying it instead of RFK saying it. But the bottom line is we've got a task force they're on it. So I just wanted you to see this and just gives you hope that we're going to get to the bottom of this and put the stop to this ridiculousness. Okay. So many things to set right. If you've ever had a house that was a mess or if you've ever moved, And it's just so many things to tidy. It takes a while to tidy everything up and to straighten everything out, especially with the big, gigantic mess that Biden put it in. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just a tangle. The whole thing is a tangle. All right. One quick thing, and I'm going to show you that verse. I promise I'll show you this Bible verse at the end that I think you'll really love. But before I show you that, I wanted to throw this out there. You guys might not have seen this, but there is this, the Q streaming, which is what we use at our house because we have good internet. And so we use a streaming service for our TV. And we have all these local channels all over the whole country. I mean, it's amazing how many different channels that we have. So, for example, if we're wanting to watch something and it's not available here, well, it might be available in Los Angeles or somewhere else. And, you know, anyway, it's got tons of movies. It's got tons of sports. So I don't watch a lot of TV, but when I go, I want to watch something that I really want to see on TV. Like, I'm really enjoying seeing American Idol, you know. I'm really enjoying seeing, you know, just different movies that, you know, that I've looked into. I'm like, okay. And a lot of times they are over here on Q streaming. So for free. So this is definitely worth it. Definitely worth it to try this out. It's a trial offer for $15 for 15 days. So I'm going to share the link over in the comment section. It's freedomforce.qbroadcast.com. And so, but the main thing is you have to make sure that you have, I'm going to say that's the streaming service, the TV streaming service. You've got to make sure that you have good internet. If you don't, then don't try it. But it, like I have Starlink, and I have terrific, you know, internet as long as I keep power. And so I just think it's a great way. And plus, it's, they don't censor. And the great thing also is you don't sign a contract. So you can cancel at any time. But nobody ever does because it's so much cheaper. You're saving like $1,200 a year. So I think it's terrific. And I'm so sick of the cabal TV where they censored, like One American News is on here. One American News is on Q streaming, which they canceled them off of Direct, Comcast, Dish, all of them. One American News is gone. I'm sick of them telling me what I can watch and what I can't watch. I don't need another mama. I've got one mama and she tells me what to do all the time. Anyway, so check this out. For, like I said, for 15 days, you can try it and just see. And like I said, even if you did keep it for another a year, 2 years, anytime if you wanted to cancel it, you could, which is great. I think that in this day and age that we don't need to be, you know, controlled by any of these people with some long contract. Okay. And all you have to do is have a Fire Stick. And just go on the website and you can see it, but freedomforce.qbroadcast.com, and you'll see how you do it. You need a Fire Stick, and you just plug it in and sign up on the internet, and bam, you're in. They show you all the directions, and you can contact them for this number right here. I'll pop this over here too, the 855-569-1891, and that will show you, you know, how to get some help if you need some. All right, now, the other thing is, here's the verse I was going to show you. Okay, the other day we were talking about in our end time study on Saturday, we were talking about how the resurrection. And we were talking about what's going to happen after the Lord returns and the beast, Antichrist, is kicked out. And we have this truly, the golden age has begun where we have 1,000 years of peace and we're in that period of time. It talked about there being certain people that over whom death holds no power. If you haven't seen my video on that, go and watch that video because it's really, very thought-provoking. Something for you to really think about. What is Jesus talking about? That some of these people, death holds no power. And I talked about how, you know, these were hand-selected, the first fruits. Now, we don't generally keep the festivals in our day, but on the day of on Resurrection Day, Easter is the day of first fruits. First fruits is like when you have a garden and you say, oh, we're celebrating because we have the apples. We can harvest now because we have apples and we have peaches and whatever. It's all this fruits coming in. It's a beautiful time of the year. Don't we all love springtime? And it's a picture of humanity having, you know, when we, you know, maybe just in the wintertime, everything slows down, but now it's just a new life and it's everything's beautiful. Now, This bundle of Omer behind me is basically what we're talking about that happens. You start counting this bundle starting on the day of first fruits. You start counting one Omer and two Omers and the first week of and the third Omer and the first week, the fourth Omer. And we realized that that was where the name America came from because we are the blessing bundle. Okay, but when he was talking about in that last video, I wanted to read the rest of this passage. It talks about how we have been hand selected like the Omer. Look at this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. This is the very same chapter that is read at every funeral that, you know, that about, you know, behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a moment, a twinkling of an eye. You know, that's talking about after the 1,000 years of peace, after we destroy Satan and death and Gog and Magog, and then heaven and earth emerge. Okay. It talks about this. That's when our next chapter is on for this weekend. So don't forget to do your homework. Okay. But it says in verse 22, just as everyone dies, because we all belong to Adam, everyone who belongs to Christ will be given new life. Okay. So, and I always thought about that is that he has given us new life in our spirit. No doubt. We have the Spirit of Christ within us because he has come to dwell within us. He's in our spirit. But there's more. He will be given new life completely. 23, but there is an order to this resurrection. There's an order. There's going to be an order for people to get these resurrected bodies. First, Christ was raised as the first one. He's the first one to get the new body. When he spent, think about this, Easter's coming up. You're going to celebrate Easter, Resurrection Day. Jesus was the first fruits. He's the first one to receive his new body. Okay? He, not to say that he had a fallen body before, but he's the first one to rise from the dead. He, you know, he died. His body was lifeless, and so his body was raised as the first one, the first resurrected body. Okay, and clearly the Bible says he can never die again, right? So there's an order. He's the first one. Then all who belong to Christ will be raised when he comes back. And when it says all who belong to Christ, I think it's talking about, because it's going and coinciding with what it talked about in Revelation 20, it talked about that there are certain ones who are going to receive this blessing. To be kings and priests. That's up to the Lord, who he chooses to be having that role. But it would be people who have been awake, who've been fighting in this battle. There's just no two ways about it. I talk about that more on the video. But on this verse, there's this order that Christ is the first one. And then we are, those who belong to Christ will be raised when he comes back. Those who are some of his warriors. So, After that, the end will come when he will turn the kingdom over to God the Father, having destroyed every ruler and authority and power. For Christ must reign until he humbles all his enemies under his feet. And the last enemy to be destroyed is death. So right now, the enemies that we're destroying, that he is destroying, and that we along with him are destroying, are the beast and the false prophet and Satan. Not that he's destroyed, but that he's at least kicked out for 1,000 years. That's the phase we're in right now, is to remove them from running this earth because humanity will be snuffed out if they keep going. I think I just posted before I came on here about how Bill Gates is doing another crazy, you know, trying to do another, gin up another, like a COVID type of thing. But this one even worse, and toward children. I mean, the man won't stop until he is put behind bars. Okay. I'm going to read this one more time, so listen very carefully. Verse 24, after that, the end will come. After these ones who get their new bodies when Christ returns and they're raised, after that, the end will come when Christ turns everything over to the Father. After he's, after having defeated all the enemies, the beast and the false prophet and Satan and death. So I'm just throwing this out there. I want you guys to think about this. You know, it's something to really meditate on and think on and, you know, ask the Lord to really speak to you. What is this talking about? And what, you know, what are we going to experience as humanity? And are there some, as it says, over death holds no power? And that they won't, they'll be basically bulletproof. And I've told you before, I really do believe President Trump is bulletproof. I really do. He's the chosen one, as he said. So I think that there are, that verse sounds like that there are some who are kind of like superheroes and they are protected so that they could be able to go on year after year after year after hundreds of years and hundreds of years to be able to be the leaders. And people would say, yes, I was there. I was there when this all happened, when the beast was taken out. This is not, you know, fake news. This is real. We were here. Can you imagine being able to do that? Pinch yourself. That'd be wild. If the Lord says, I want you to stay around because I need you to be able to tell generation after generation after generation, you are my superheroes. Read it for yourself and tell me what you think. Tell me what you think in the comments. All right. I think that's everything. Okay. Let's pray. And so, like I said, if you want to go and get more information about the health, go to this. This is the one right here, HealthLinks, freedomforce.live/health. I'll leave that page open while we're praying so you guys can see that. Okay, thank you again, Lord. We praise you and thank you that you helped us to get together tonight when it was like it didn't look like it was going to happen. But thank you that you always bring us together one way or the other. Thank you that we are here to seek your face and to learn from your word and to be a part of what you're doing on this earth. Thank you how you are setting everything right in our house in this huge country. Thank you that you're setting law and order in place, and that I thank you that for the promise that no more will there be any more Baal worship. Even their very names will be forgotten. Lord, I thank you for this promise. It just seems too good to be true, but that some will be able to have this resurrected body that will not taste death. That's up to you, Lord, if that's how you want to do it and have superheroes here for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. Bottom line, we want to be your on your team. However long you keep us here, we're very thankful to be part of what you're doing. We're thankful that you speak to our hearts. We're thankful that you keep us just in full faith and confidence and joy in this great battle, and knowing that this is your battle. You are protecting us and you're guiding us. It's so wonderful. We just are so thankful. Thank you for everyone on the battalion. I pray you just continue to strengthen them. Lord, I just pray that more and more people will start to see the truth. Help them to see that this is not the end times for us. It's the end times for them. Help everybody to see that. Help us to help them see that somehow, so that they can be filled with joy and peace and not be afraid. We thank you, Lord, that you love us, that you love humanity, and that you are rescuing humanity. We thank you, and we praise you, and we love you. And all these things we pray in your great name, Jesus. Amen. All right, guys, it's time to go for the second time. Actually, before I didn't get to say no. I didn't get to say bye because I was just gone. But anyway, okay, I'm going to go. And it's like, yes, it's their end. Yes. Amen. Amen. All right. I'm going to go this time and I'm not coming back this time. Okay. I love you guys. Let me go to the right screen. Make sure I'm doing this right. All right. This time. I'm not coming on for the third time. I love you guys. And I'll talk to you later.